Sarah Marie on I'm a Celebrity last night. Well, this week, in fact, we saw the first intruder go in.
Yeah.
And we saw the first contestant go home.
This is not how I saw her time wrapping up in the jungle whatsoever. I thought it would be a longer experience, but we get to chat to her now. AJ Rochester, thank you for joining us on the show.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Sarah Marie.
AJ, you are just out. What are you doing? What's the first thing you're doing?
I am double fisting some KFC right now. So if I take a few seconds to answer, it's because I'm peeling the skin off the chicken, Hannibal Lecter style.
Wonderful. That's a great visual.
When you paused halfway through that sentence, I was like, we could be going anywhere right now. Some of the celebs that we have spoken to previously, once they are eliminated from the jungle, quite often hit the sherbets very early. And so then we have to deal with that. You haven't hit the Terps this morning, have you?
Not yet, but give me a minute.
After the chicken.
I figured I'd be lucid for at least a few. Thought I'd give it a moment.
AJ, you were one of the first on and being the first off. Did you see this unfolding?
First is always hard because, you know, I mean, my social media has gone crazy. Like, oh, my God, I should have voted. And, you know, this is the thing I like to say to anybody. If you're watching the show, if you think somebody's safe and you're watching someone, you go, oh, my God, I love them. You know, just vote for them. Don't think that everybody else has voted for them. Just vote for them. And if I have to be the sacrificial lamb, that's fine. You know, I got to tell my story. The only thing I wanted to do on that show, because there's a lot of people on there who want the next big gig and all that kind of thing. All I wanted was for people to know me, to get to know me. And if you got to know me in a week, then that's I'm okay with that. Like someone like Luke, who's in there, he's raising money for, you know, brain cancer for his dad. And,
sure,
you know, it's a great and worthy cause. So I'm okay with that.
So was it a big deal when you tried to make the decision to go into the jungle at all?
No, I'm a super fan. I think that's why they paid me $5 to go in there. Because I think I paid them. I'm a super fan of the show. Would always have done it. Like I said, my only regret is that I didn't have to eat a spider's butt or get bugs in my bikini bottoms. But apart from that, it's been a surreal experience.
Well, I'm really surprised to hear a celebrity talk about how enthusiastic they would be to go into the jungle, because so many other celebrities are like, oh, no, I'm not doing that at all. I'm not going to have a snake wrapped around me. But you didn't seem overly fazed by what was on offer in the jungle, which was amazing to watch.
Yeah, no, I was all in, 100% all in. And, like, you know, when they started out hard, it was snakes on a plane. And, you know, I should have known better that there were snakes on a plane. I don't really know why I didn't think that when I stuck my hand in there would be snakes on a plane. But, you know, I convinced myself that they were. It's a crazy journey, but I just was willing to get bitten by everything. I mean, I literally got bitten by wasps on the way out of the jungle.
Oh, really?
It was stung. Yeah. I was walking up the stairs to Chris and Julia, and I'm like, I'm just going to take my wasp.
What a great farewell.
Yeah, no.
You only spent a limited time in the jungle, but who is your early pick to take out either king or queen of this year's jungle?
Oh, it's going to be Luke, 100% Luke. You know, I bet on it and I don't bet, but it's got to be Luke. I mean, everybody loves him. He's hot. He's not quite married. He's MacGyver. Honestly, the dude never stops, but he's got a heart of gold and he loves his dad and he's just such a beautiful soul. Everybody's favourite. Like, there's just not a bad bone in his body. And, you know, as much as I'd like my sister from another mister, Jackie Lambie, to win, I think Tasmania.
Oh, we don't have to interview her when she gets kicked out now. We've just got it right there. That's
yeah,
the whole
no, I'll
interview.
Handle that. Tasmania. Have I mentioned Tasmania? I tell you, if you were listening to the show and every time she mentioned Tasmania, you drunk, there'd be a lot of alcoholics in Australia right now.
Yeah. Good idea for a drinking game. Hey, look, it's been really awesome reacquainting ourselves with you after all this time, AJ. You were in there for a short time, but also a good time. Thank you for sharing that time with us on I'm a Celebrity, and all the best for whatever comes next.
Thanks, Tom and Sarah Marie.